Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's just gone 10 after 4. When you're with the home run, I'm Paula Sleer with the regular team. Now, when it comes to certain things, I'm a bit of a slow learner, and I've only just learned that if I want to meet people that I can potentially interview on the show, I need to hang out more often at Frangelica's, which is exactly where I was on Friday, and where sitting at the table next to me was Bafana Modise, who is the spokesperson of the South African Friends of Israel. Bafana, I'm sorry, I'm becoming the person that everywhere I go, I say, can I interview you for hi? Can I interview you for hi? And of course, once I cornered you, you had to agree. But Bafana has now led 4 trips to Israel this year alone. And these are part of study tours that are organized by the South African Friends of Israel, including 2 with the Patriotic Alliance and a multi-party delegation earlier in April. These missions focus on Israel's innovation in water, agriculture, and tech, with explicit aims to boost South Africa's infrastructure efforts. So, Bafana Modise, thank you so much for joining me on the home run. And next time, be careful when you go to Frangelica's for a cup of coffee. You've now led, as I said, 4 trips this year. How do you justify the optics of repeatedly visiting Israel while some in South Africa see it as propaganda?
Oh, hi, Paula. Thank you for having me. And it's great to see you on a Friday.
It's good to see you too.
No, I think what's important is that South Africans need to be exposed to the truth. We are from a country where our name and our flag has been used to literally push an agenda and a propaganda against Israel. So therefore, we owe it to South Africans to expose them to this reality. So therefore, they can become spokespersons or can really express what they have seen with their own eyes. So those who are claiming it's propaganda, it's only because they are trying to frame a narrative that suggests that whatever we see, that we show these people, is not real. But why would we even take these delegations to Ramallah? Why would we even take these delegations to Rawabi, which are Palestinian towns? We are not radical propaganda machinery. We are exposing leaders to the true nature of Israel. And from there, it's up to them to decide what is the truth. And we are happy that most of them have come back and said there is no apartheid here. There is no oppression of any kind.
Critics say that you're putting tech and innovation ahead of human rights. How do you respond?
When you look at South Africa, Paula, we have a lot of first of all, we have a 32% unemployment rate. We need innovation in this country. We need an active youth. The truth of the matter is that we support human rights, and we support human rights of everyone. So therefore, when we expose these leaders to this tech and innovation, we are exposing them with the hope that they can use the skills and the knowledge that they took from Israel to come and uplift our people out of poverty, and which is also a human right to actually give people clean water or encourage innovation and technology, alleviate poverty. So those people who are trying to say we are choosing tech over human rights, no, we can do both at the same time. Support human rights at the same time by advocating for the release of hostages, at the same time calling for peace. But that doesn't mean that South Africa cannot find solutions in Israel by helping our people in on the ground to get out of poverty and all of the other key issues that are affecting our country.
Bafana, we have a comment coming in from one of our listeners, Ronnie Hershevitz, saying, hey, Bafana, thank you for what you do. Can you please educate your anti-Israel friends commenting with so much blind hate on your page? Would you like to comment?
Over the years, I used to entertain them, but I've realized that also thank you for the Jewish community who come to my page and defend those, debunk those lies. However, someone who's obsessed with a lie will always be offended by the truth. So certainly we can try by all means to change these people's minds, but once they're obsessed, you can't heal hate. Some they hate Israel, some they hate Jews, some they hate the truth. But as long as we continue on the mission to speak for coexistence, to speak for peace in the Middle East, and really show what Israel stands for, not what has been projected in South African political space.
Exactly. Bafana, you were talking about the tech, the innovation, the people you meet. Have you had real collaborations come out of any of the tours that you've conducted in the past that have seen partnerships developed and programs started, whether it's in tech or whether it's in innovation or something else, between South Africa and Israel? And if yes, can you share some of those with us?
Up to I think it's two-way. There are companies in South Africa that are working jointly with Israel, but we did not facilitate that. It's a standard business relationship that I'm scared I don't want to disclose should
Fair
they
enough.
Be opened up for scrutiny. But at the same time, in terms of like Innovation Africa, for an example, that we took the delegation to, is busy right now in KwaZulu-Natal, in Limpopo, giving our people clean water with borehole water. That's one project that we know of. But there are many other initiatives, business to business, that we know of, but we will not necessarily want to start. However, the idea, also the intention is to open the eyes of political leaders so that the day they're in power, they will not forget what they have seen. Hopefully then we'll have a lex, or rather a welcoming attitude of government. That way we can look at other bigger projects between state to state. But as we speak, it's mainly from business to business.
Bafana, by aligning the Patriotic Alliance with Israel, do you not risk alienating some sectors of the South African society and amongst those young South Africans?
Not definitely. The PA stands for bringing God back in our schools. The PA speaks about morality, how to moral regeneration. We have a lot in common. Like the PA speaks for about a united South Africa, not the one that is built either on black or white or whatever, but one that is built on the vision of Nelson Mandela. So therefore, every South African who identifies with this mission of the PA, I don't think they will feel alienated. Those who will feel alienated is those who don't want unity, who don't want truth, who don't want to see people living side by side together, and they're trying to push their own ideological differences. The PA doesn't have an ideological position. It has a South African ideology of Mandela's idea of one South Africa living together side by side, and God as well, back into our schools, into our society, which is what we stand for as SAFI as well.
Bafana Modisa, the spokesperson for the South African Friends of Israel. Thank you so much for what you do, and thanks for chatting with me here on The Home Run, and I'll catch you at Frangelica's for a coffee.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful one.
You too.